Exclusive: Senator Risch vows to arrest protesters who disrupt SEC. Rubio's testimony, Law and Order is back. By Bradley J. on May 19, 2025. Protesters considering disrupting Secretary of State Marco Rubio's Tuesday Senate testimony might find themselves behind bars if they do so. Senator Jim Risch, RID, told Breitbart News exclusively. Rubio is testifying before the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee regarding the State Department's FY26 budget request to Congress, and a large turnout and protester presence will accompany him. But Chairman Risch, who notoriously is not a fan of committee disruption, will not tolerate any disturbances in his hearings. Under D.C. code, the chairman of the committee is authorized to remove protesters from the hearing room. But Risch will go one step further and have them arrested on the spot by Capitol Police, which is also permitted by D.C. code. I'm a strong believer in the First Amendment. But protesters have no right to disrupt important committee business, Risch said in a statement exclusive to Breitbart News. The good men and women of the U.S. Capitol Police will not hesitate to remove any protesters who disrupt Senator Rubio's hearing, and offenders will be arrested, full stop. Protesters disrupted Rubio's confirmation hearing before the committee in January multiple times. Despite the protests, Rubio's nomination was confirmed by the Senate unanimously 99-0, with Rubio himself the only senator not voting. Rubio was the first of President Donald Trump's nominees confirmed during this, his second administration. The former senator has been tough on illegal protests himself, particularly pro-Hamas protesters illegally occupying universities, including Columbia University. Risch made it clear that laws will be enforced inside his hearing room as well. Republicans control Congress and the executive branch, and law and order is back in the U.S. Capitol building, Risch told Breitbart News. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee's hearing on the State Department's FY26 budget request begins at 10 a.m. Eastern and can be watched online here. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.